wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, November the 3rd, 2013. So now let's move to chapter 2 and see what we can learn. Now you have to do your own research, go into details, go into the definitions of these words, study the history, study politics. We're preparing for deliverance. We're preparing to deliver the human family from this wicked system. That's the whole point of the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation, Quran from the first to the last chapter, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching. I don't care what scripture we use. These are all created by African scientists. The root is African scientific study of the universe and mama universe. And I should say mama and father universe, because the universe is masculine and feminine, working on masculine and feminine polarity to produce life and existing, and maneuvering us all into freedom, justice, and equality. What script will you play? See, pan back. The Tao, the Taoism, Leo or Zhu Tao, I can't say his name right, but the India brother, is it India or is it China? The Tao way of living, which means path, the path, Tao, the path. See, in the Tao teaching, it teaches us that you stand up and you pan back and you look at even your physical structure, how you are following a script, and how every human being is following a script, either a script of truth, justice, and righteousness, or a script of wickedness. But we're all playing our part in the universe. And we who understand the message, we don't even get too much angry at the individual, but we see the script that they're playing. We see the script that the wicked ruling class are following. And we know that Mama Universe and Daddy Universe are maneuvering us into the day and time of total freedom, justice, and equality. So we as the human collective, human family collective, are learning and growing so that we will be empowered and enabled to bring this whole thing to where the mama and daddy universe want us to go. So we look and we see the scripts. We want to see that we take on the script of the Most High and play the part of truth, justice, and righteousness. Now, chapter 2. We see that a man from Levi takes a wife from Levi, a daughter of Levi. So we see a man of Levi and a daughter of Levi unite, come together, marry, and have a child called Moses. Or in the African Hebrew language, the child's name is Moshe. Here we go. I'm trying to see where I can go into this word, Moses. All right. So here's the concept, sisters and brothers. The concept is that the sacred masculine, you see, a man took a wife. So in the universe, we're being taught that the sacred masculine must unite with the sacred feminine to produce offspring. That is spiritually, that is mentally, that is morally, and that is physically. Now the word Levi, once again, is defined as to join to. Remember what we said? Levi means to join to. join on to, join on with. And Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 12 teaches us that we must join on to the widows, join on to the fatherless, join on to the stranger. The word stranger defined as sojourner, traveler, immigrant, those who have been disenfranchised and disinherited. So we look into the earth today, and we, the human family, we who understand this message, we go into our sacred masculine power and our sacred feminine power. We understand that we are Levi, masculine and feminine, and we must join on to the poor working class masses of the people. Now, Moses, they had a child named Moses. Now, Moses in the African Hebrew is Moshe, 4872. It means drawn, D-R-A-W-N, rooted in another word, Masha, 4871, to draw, as in draw out, to save, and preserve. So here's what we're looking at, sisters and brothers. The system of death, hell, and destruction. We have been immersed. You see, the baby Moses, when you read this narrative, was seen by the Hyksos, Pharaoh's daughter, in the water, in some contraption made of straw or some material floating in the water. So when the Pharaoh's daughter drew Moses out of the water, then you have that dynamic of the words in the African Hebrew teaching us about being drawn out of something. Probably you could say drawn up and out of something, because when you take the something off of the water, you take that object off and up and out of the water. So we have been immersed into a system of death, hell, and destruction, made to join in with corporations, made to join in with an educational system, made to join in this terrible system of capitalism, privatized and parasitic. We will have capitalism, but it won't be privatized and parasitic. It won't be wealth and resources in the hands of the few, and it won't be a system of disease and death and sucking the life out of the masses. The universe will be producing, but we will make the universe accessible to all. No more oppression, no more death, no more hell, no more destruction, no more warfare, no more bloodshed, no more oppression. So we must be drawn out and up and away from such a system of death that we may be emplaced into the bosom of Yahuwah and the principles of existing and living for all. Now, I want to point out that Moshe is an African Kemet word. Remember what we said about Sekhenenre. Remember, Sekhenenre was that one leading the rebellion. And the Hyksos Pharaoh was afraid of those rebellious ones in the south rising up to overthrow the system. And so the Hyksos Pharaoh was afraid that the African Hebrew Israelite nation would join on to that enemy in the south. And so Sekhenenre rose up. He was killed. His son, Kakmos. That Kakmos is the Moses and the Moshe that we have. That's where we get the African Hebrew. Moshe is from Kakmos, Kakmose, Kakmoshe. Now, if I have it right now, Ka is spirit. So the spirit of Moshe, the spirit of that one raised up and drawn out of wickedness, All right. Then he was killed, but his brother, Akmose, rises up. And Ak, if I have it correctly now, Ak sounds like Ak or Aket Ak Ruak. Ak is the womb. And then you have Ankh, could be Ankh Moshe. That is also life and the womb, the sacred feminine. So you have the sacred feminine. We enter into the womb of the sacred feminine to be drawn out of a wicked system so that we may stand and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So the Akmoshe, Akmoses, this is where you get your Moses concept. So if you fast forward in the narrative, when Moshe leads the African Hebrew Israelite nation out of slavery from the Hyksos, the Hyksos are defeated and overthrown by the Most High, overthrown by that rebellion in the south, and the African Hebrew Israelite nation go into that land that is called Israel-Palestine to deal with the inhabitants. And the word inhabitants does not mean any and all. Inhabitants means those who are in power, sitting on thrones, in rulership. And these that were in power were left over from the Hyksos. Slavery, colonialism, exploitation. So now when the African Hebrew Israelite nation go into that strip of land called Israel-Palestine, Africa, Egypt is strong and powerful again, and the African Hebrews did not go outside of the realm of power of the African Kemet Egypt, who were now out from under the Hyksos gone. So the African black man on the throne. And so what we see, sisters and brothers, is that the African Hebrew Israelite nation were working on behalf of the black man and woman in Egypt, sent into Israel-Palestine to deal with the vestiges of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. And so that's Moshe. That's Moses. Now, when Moses was a child, it says Moses grew. And I wanted to see that word grew in verse 10 of chapter 2. And then look at our babies and our children. The word grew is gadal, to grow, become great, important, magnified, powerful. Do you see your babies as great? Do you see your babies as powerful? The wicked ruling class and ruling families do. Which is why on the one hand, they kill and destroy our babies and youth. And then on the other hand, use those that they preserve to perpetuate death, hell, and destruction. So we must take our babies and youth back from the wicked so that the true power of these babies can be manifested and realized. And that we must teach the Africans, you saw it in Roots, held the child up to the Most High and said, behold, the only one more greater and powerful than you is the Most High. Saying to the child, you are great. You are magnificent. You are wonderful. And you have been brought into the earth realm for a purpose. So do we see our babies and youth as the mother and father of Moshe saw Moshe? We read in the narrative of chapter 2 that Moses grew up, got grown, became great, powerful. He is learned in all the wisdom of the Hyksos Pharaoh. The same with you and me, black man and woman. We were raised in the homes and in the system of this European invader. We have had the benefit of going to the so-called best in schools. But what will we do? And see, this knowledge, like Moses now, the Hyksos took African knowledge to create their civilization, but they used it for devilment and death, hell, and destruction. Now, Moses is learned in all of this African knowledge and wisdom. Remember in Acts chapter 7, Moses was learned in all of the knowledge and wisdom of the Egyptian. Now, the Hyksos slave master were on the throne, but they used the African knowledge to keep power, but they misused the power. So the question becomes, what are we going to do with this knowledge that we have acquired? Like Moses, we should take this African knowledge, and all of this knowledge is African knowledge. Quantum physics, quantum mechanics, Big Bang theory, the study of the atom, A-T-O-M. All of these are African sciences. African sciences. So we are here learning all of this knowledge. What will we do? Do like Moses. Moses began to see the corruption and oppression in the system and began to have sympathy for his African Hebrew brothers and sisters. When we look out and see the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, Christian, Muslim, Jew, Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster, Rastafari, Juju, Vodou, no matter what we call ourselves, communist, socialist, capitalist, when we look and see the human beings suffering, do we have empathy? Do we have sympathy? So Moses saw the Hyksos oppressing his people, and he killed that particular taskmaster oppressor. Now, I'm not saying go kill anyone. But I am saying we must have compassion on our sisters and brothers and begin to see how we can work to free ourselves from oppression. We know that later on, Moses saw two of his own brothers arguing, fighting, squawking. He began to say, look, why y'all fighting? And so one of them said, what you gonna do, kill us like you did that Hyksos taskmaster? And so the Pharaoh, Hyksos Pharaoh, got wind of what Moshe, Moses did, and in order to preserve his life, Moshe flees to the Midianites. Now it is interesting, when you hit the word Midian, it has to do with strife. I hope I can find it quickly. He fled to Midian. Oh, yeah, here it is. Midian is 4080. Midian. Yeah, Midian. Strife. So he flees into strife and there meets with Reuel. And Reuel becomes his father-in-law. Reuel is also called Jethro, but I'll just deal with Reuel right now. Reuel means friend of God. Now, he becomes the son-in-law of the friend of God, the friend of a mighty and powerful one. The word God, 410, in this case, meaning strong and powerful. The word here is rooted in another word that has to do with the ram. Remember, we're entering into the age of Aries, which is symbolized by the ram. So you have all of that going on here. And so he gets a woman named Zipporah, and her name, let me see if I can find Zipporah. Her name is defined as bird. So apparently, it means little bird. Apparently, this lady had bird-like characteristics. The Africans studied animals. And the root word here is to go early and depart early. This is interesting, because does it not say that the early bird gets the worm? So maybe this Zipporah, and I hear the Ra there, Ra is one of the names of the Most High in the African Kemet language, so maybe Zipporah exhibited characteristics and attributes that made her to be early for business ventures. So they called her Zipporah to describe her tendency to be early like the early bird. Now, Zipporah has a son for Moshe, Moses, named Gershom. And Gershom, 1647, is foreigner. Foreigner. 1647 Hebrew / Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And this is rooted in another word, exile. Now remember, the African Hebrew Israelite nation were made strangers. They didn't enter into Kemet, Egypt as strangers, but were made strangers because they were enslaved, disconnected from their land. Moses is in exile. He's a stranger. This is teaching us that we, the poor working class masses of the people, Africans stolen from Africa, strangers in a land, the Americas, that was not ours. Those Africans that were here originally destroyed, disconnected from the land. The red man and woman destroyed, disconnected from the land. The Africans that were stolen, destroyed. Strangers, disconnected from land, wealth, resources. Brown man and woman, Mexican, Central and South American brother and sister, indigenous as well to the Western Hemisphere, disconnected from the land, exiled from the, made in exile by the system and how the system operates. Poor working class white man and woman, made a stranger. As a matter of fact, many of them that came to this Western Hemisphere were in the jails, at the bottom of the system. Then you had a ruling class that went with those that were at the bottom, and these at the bottom are used to perpetuate slavery, colonialism, exploitation on behalf of the elites, working on behalf of the king and queen of Britain and the kings and queens of Europe. But now we see that the poor working class, white man and woman, exiled, made a stranger, disconnected from the land, wealth, and resources, suffering loss like black and brown and red and yellow, not necessarily to the greatest extent as black and brown and red and yellow, but suffering loss nevertheless. And they, our poor working class white sisters and brothers, need to understand that reality so that they may join on with us and together we may overthrow such wicked system of death, hell, destruction, and oppression. And so Moses fled into strife. And so now we have to leave strife and then work to free our sisters and brothers from slavery. Now let's move, if we can, and talk a little about chapter 3 in the book of Exodus. And so we see that Moses was keeping the sheep for his father-in-law, and then we see that the angel of the Lord appears to Moshe, Moses, in a flame of fire. Let me see. Yeah. And this flame is Laba, and this word is feminine, because the Most High Father and Mother appearing to Moshe in the feminine power. And the word fire is Aish, and this is also feminine. The word fire and supernatural fire, altar of fire, God's anger as fire. And so we see that the sacred feminine power in the Most High is angry at us for allowing a system of death, hell, and destruction to prevail on this earth. And we see that the fire of the Most High appeared in this bush. And the word bush is sineh, 5572, and this word is masculine, and the bush was not consumed. Akal is the word consumed, meaning destroyed and devoured and ate up. And so what we see is the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine working together in the physical realm. Now, if the voodoo sisters and brothers were to talk like this, we would say, oh, that's heathen and pagan. What you doing looking at fire and talking to fire and worshiping fire? But here in the Bible, no one takes a second look. It's the same African teaching that every aspect of the universe is alive with the spirit of the Most High. Even that which we think is inanimate is in reality animate and animated and full of the spirit and soul energy of the Most High. On a molecular level, all are alive with the spirit and power of the Most High. And so Moses begins to talk to the Most High in this bush. And you see Yahweh, Yahuwah, L-O-R-D, all capitals. And you see God here, G, capital G, lowercase O-D, is Elohim. So Moses is talking to the Most High in the person of the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. And we hear that the Most High says, where you stand is holy ground. The word here, 6944, Kodesh or Kodesh, is holiness, sacredness, separateness. This word is masculine. And is rooted in Kadosh, consecrated, honored, treated as sacred. Teaching us that the whole earth is holy and righteous. Now, it's interesting that the word ground is Adama, which is the feminine of Adam. And so we see the word Adam and the word Adama, which is feminine. We see that the human being, red-blooded, when the blood I hear is green in your or blue in your vein, but when it comes out of your body, oxygen hits the blood, turns red. So Adam means red and ruddy, because it's science studying blood and how when oxygen hits blood, it turns red. Let's take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.